We just thank and praise God that His grace is greater than all our sins. I'd like to first bring greetings from our congregation there in Tri-Cities, Washington. Every time I come here, they always say to bring their greetings, and I forget most time, but be greeted by our church and the Christians there in Tri-Cities. I kind of went away from the church calendar today, but most time I stick to it, but this time I was led to speak on another part of Scripture. And we do pray this morning that God would add His blessing to the reading and speaking of His Word. We do pray that we would hear that voice of the Good Shepherd, that it would speak to my heart and it would speak to your heart this morning. So the scripture I've chosen is found in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter. And we'll read through the 11th verse in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. In the Gospel of John, there's several, I think, total of seven I am statements that Christ makes. And I'd like to briefly go through them. The first one is in the 6th chapter, in the 48th verse. He says, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And then in 8th chapter, the 12th verse, Then spake Jesus again unto them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Then we go to the 10th chapter and the 9th verse. And Jesus speaks again, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. And then in the 11th verse of this same chapter, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then the 11th chapter, the 25th verse, Jesus said unto Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. These are the promises for us this morning. What Jesus is for us. What a beautiful thing that is, that we can be encouraged by his word this morning. He says that he is that true vine. That vine in the Old Testament represented the people of Israel. And God spoke unto them judgment. He speaks of how he took them out of Egypt, that plant, that vine, and he planted them on that fertile ground in Cana. And yet they turned away from him. That he did all things for them. I'd like briefly turn in the Old Testament in Isaiah in the 5th chapter just to get an idea of the vine as God's people in Israel. In the 5th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the first verse, he says, Now will I sing to my beloved a song of my beloved, touching this vineyard. Why, my well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have I done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that there should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now go to, I tell you that what I will do to my vineyard, I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down walls thereof, and it shall be trodden down. I will lay to waste, it shall be not pruned nor digged, but it shall come up briars and thorns, and I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts in the house of Israel, and the man of Judah, his pleasant plant, and he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression, for righteousness, but behold, a cry. So it's quite a contrast, this vine, that he speaks of judgment in Old Testament. Then here in the New Testament, in this gospel, I am the true vine. He is the true vine, and the Father is the husbandman. Oh, what a blessed thing it is to know that Father God, he is the one that tenderly cares for that vine and the branches thereof on that vine. He cares for us as we read, Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. This is the care of the Father, the husbandman of the branches on that vine. And Jesus Christ, that vine, and we as the branches, that he cares for us. He takes and he cleans these vines. He takes and he prunes these vines. He cuts away all that dead part of the vine that it may produce fruit. And that's what he does in our lives also. That as we bear fruit, that he prunes us, that we may bring forth more fruit. A lot of times it's not. It is painful when he prunes us. But it is for our benefit that that dead part of the branch would be cut away. That diseased part of the branch would be cut away. That we may produce more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Dear friends, this morning we have been cleaned by that gospel message. By the word we have been cleaned this morning. Oh, that each one of us could believe that gospel message this morning. That because of what Christ has done on that center cross of Calvary, that each one of us this morning can believe that our sins are forgiven because he shed his blood to the last drop on that cross. And in and through his name this morning, we can believe that our sins are forgiven. Oh, what a blessed thing that is, that when we know that our sins are forgiven, that we have that peace of God. And we have that joy of salvation. And as we this morning even partake of his body and blood, again, we hear that gospel message. Luther says that when a minister is here and brings forth that gospel message, that it goes out amongst the whole congregation and some receive it and some don't. But the benefit of the Lord's Supper here, that gospel message is applied to each individual. And there's no pure gospel message than in this communion service. That his body has been broken for you, that his blood is shed for you and for me. Oh, we thank God that we can be joined together with him and with each other during this communion service in love. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Here he shows us that unless we abide in him, this vine, that we cannot bear any fruit. We cannot do it on our own. Oh, we can try, but we'll fail. But we need to be attached and be in union and abide in Jesus, that we can receive our strength through him. Through that vine, a branch does not survive on its own, but it receives all that's necessary from that vine. And it's the same with us. We cannot abide outside of Jesus Christ and produce any type of fruit. What a blessed thing it is that we are in Christ Jesus. I love the message of Ephesians, and I'd like to turn there in the first part of Ephesians. It tells us what we have in Christ. Because if we don't abide with him, we have nothing. But when we abide in him, we have everything. So I'd like to read a few verses out of the first chapter of Ephesians, beginning with the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. You'll notice that throughout this, there's in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, everything we receive in Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according to as he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are in earth, even in him, in whom we have obtained the inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom we have trusted, after he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after he has believed, ye are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. All these things, the key words, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ we're predestined, in Christ we're chosen, in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Praise God this morning for that. And then we have the basic doctrine of our faith in the second chapter. In the eighth verse it says, for by grace ye are saved through faith, and that of not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then we see, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We have been saved by grace through faith. It's nothing of ourselves, not works that we can do, but it's totally a gift of God. And then we see he does not leave it there, but for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. These are the fruits of faith that we have by abiding in Jesus Christ, in that vine which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. It's all about abiding in Jesus Christ. In this vine, where we receive all our nourishment and strength, that Christ lives in us through the Holy Spirit. If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. This is a judgment, that if men do not abide in Christ, that he gathers these branches that have been withered because they're not connected to Christ, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. This is the type of Lord and Savior we have, that he is there for us every moment of our life. What a blessing it is after he ascended into heaven. He sits on the right hand of God the Father, and he intercedes for you and I moment by moment in our life. We think of that. What a blessing that is, that we have such a Lord and Savior that sits on the right hand of God the Father, and he intercedes for us each moment of our life. No matter what we're going through, he's there for us. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so that ye may be my disciples. In Philippians, the first chapter, 11th verse, it says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Oh, that each one of us is filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are of Jesus Christ. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. What a love story this is, this great salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. To know that he loves us no matter where we are. He loves us and desires that we would be with him. And the instructions are that we would continue in his love. That's instructions to us this morning, that when we abide in him, that we will have that love one for another, that we will be that light unto the world around us. Know that each one of us would be that light unto the world, that they would know that there's something different about us, that they would see that we have something that they don't have, that we have this peace and joy in our hearts. And then they would ask, what is this that you have that I don't have? And we would have the opportunity to share the word with them and what Christ has done for us. God's people in the Old Testament times, when they walked away from God, those Gentiles, they wagged their heads and they blasphemed God because of the way God's people walked. Oh, that we would never walk in such a manner that the world around us would wag their heads and blaspheme our God. The important thing is that we abide in Jesus Christ. That's where we receive all our strength. Outside of Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. When we are attached to him, we are one with Christ, our Savior, and we are connected to him and produce that fruit. He produces that fruit through us. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. In the 12th verse, we see what that commandment that Jesus talks about. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Oh, that we would understand the love of Jesus. That same love would be in our lives for one another. But we can only receive that strength through abiding in the vine, which is Jesus Christ. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now Jesus, in this time of our scripture, he had had that supper with his disciples, and from there Judas had left to betray him. And as our scripture here is, during this walk, from that supper unto the Garden of Gethsemane, this is where our scripture text is from, and Jesus teaching his disciples. In the prior chapter, he tells that he would leave them, but he would not leave them alone, that he would send that helper, the Holy Spirit. Know that what a blessing that is, that he has left that Holy Spirit with us, that guides and leads us in all things. In closing, I would like to close with the prayer that Paul had in Ephesians in the 3rd chapter. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.